Locals Say No, Anti-Migrant Hotel Protests Spread Across England. By Kurt Zindelka on August 3, 2025. Protests against the British government's housing mostly young male illegal migrants in hotels across England continued on Saturday as the movement appears to be spreading. Sparked by a local uprising in the Essex town of Epping last month against a migrant hotel after a 38-year-old Ethiopian migrant allegedly sexually assaulted a 14-year-old girl, the protest movement spread to major cities over the weekend, including London, Manchester, and Newcastle. A flashpoint was the Thistle City Barbican Hotel in the London borough of Islington. With hundreds of anti-mass migration protesters under the banner of Thistle Barbican Needs to Go, locals say no. Protesters were seen carrying signs reading Stop the Boats, Deport Foreign Criminals. Meanwhile, far-left former Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn, who represents Islington North in the House of Commons, called on his supporters to join a pro-open borders counter-protest. Dozens of Antifa-style masked agitators were seen clashing with the police. Some of the young male migrants were seen blowing kisses from their hotel window at the protesters. A total of 9 people were arrested in the capital at migrant-related protests on Saturday, according to the BBC. Clashes were also seen in Manchester, with around 600 anti-migrant hotel protesters descending upon the city centre and around 400 leftist counter-demonstrators following suit, according to the Manchester Evening News. The protest was joined by Paul Golding, the leader of the hardline nationalist Britain First political party, which called for a re-migration programme. The protest also saw an Irish Republican nationalist donning a Union Jack flag, a sight that would have been unthinkable 2 decades ago, but which he said was necessary, claiming that the same people are trying to replace us. Additionally, in Newcastle, locals rallied under the banner of For Our Children, For Our Future against the new Bridge Hotel being used to house young male migrants. The protesters were seen carrying the Union Jack and St. George's flag as well as placards demanding that the government stop mass migration, the Northern Echo reported. The protests have caused great concern for the government, which has reportedly established an elite task force of police to monitor anti-migration sentiment on social media. This week, U.S. Congressman Jim Jordan, RO, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, revealed that the government of Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer pressured American social media companies to censor criticism of immigration and the perceived two-tier justice system during the anti-migration riots which broke out last year in the wake of a mass stabbing at a children's dance party in Southport that saw 3 young girls murdered. Speaking to Breitbart News, Representative Jordan said that the British government's actions were a direct attack on free speech and likened the moves to the pressure by the Biden administration to censor critics during the Chinese coronavirus crisis. Professor Matt Goodwin remarked, "While illegal migrants are PE children, the Labour government is using the same online censorship tools that were used to track down and censor ISIS videos to track down social media posts that are critical of the government's immigration and asylum policy." Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xzindelka@breitbart.com.